So the music of Ireland is filled with the sounds of children singing. It's filled with the songs of happiness. Here is an example of happiness.
The rat, the rat, the king of our horses, Stephen's day was cutting the horse. Although he was little, his honor was great, a bumpy lad, sing him a free. As I was going to kill a doll, I met the rat upon the wall.
Rolling, rolling, where's your nest? It's in the bush that I love best. In the tree, the holly tree, where all the boys do follow me.
Up with the kettle and down with the pan, and give us a penny to bury the rat.
I followed the rat 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more. Followed the rat 3 miles or more, at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I have a little box under me arm, under me arm, under me arm. I have a little box under me arm, a penny or two, so do it no harm.
Mrs. Hattie's a very good woman, a very good woman, a very good woman. She's a very good woman, she gave us a penny to bury the rat.
All right, so I must now at this point resist the temptation to continue on for another hour or so on good Irish Christmas music, because they've turned out quite a lot. Well, let's stop off in Wales for a moment. Yes, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Welsh? And now, we have touched on so many of the nations that have fed people to this land. Give us your tired, your poor, your humble yearning to breathe free. These people came from all around the world, and they fed their lives and their traditions and their culture and their music into this great land that we call America, that in just another week or so will begin its bicentennial. We look at this land and we look at all of us struggling to get along with each other, sometimes doing it well and sometimes doing it very badly. But when we look at the music of Christmas, we can put away the evil and the harsh discord and see only the beautiful. America, oh, well, it was a time of Christmas when we pretty much ignored it in the North, but down around Virginia, it was quite a happy time. Christmas was ignored by the Massachusetts Puritans, Although some said it was against their conscience to work on that day, Governor Bradford agreed to spare them from meditation until they were better informed, and he tartly remarked to some young men playing ball that it was against his conscience that they should play and others should work. We are told that nothing further was attempted that way, at least openly. New York's early Dutch settlers, true to their homeland, celebrated Christmas cheerfully, as did the aristocratic Virginians. Puritanism gradually declined. But we don't have much in the way of American Christmas music until around the middle 1850s, when American Sunday schools offered instruction about Christmas, and we suddenly began to get all kinds of beautiful Christmas carols. For example, We Three Kings of Orient Are. This is the work of a Dr. J.H. Hopkins, rector of Christ Church in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. It was written around 1857. Music of Christmas in America now. And we have some beautiful things. For example, Joy to the World. It was arranged by Lowell Mason in 1830 from Handel's Antioch from the Messiah. The words were written more than a century earlier in 1719 by one Isaac Watts as part of the Psalms of David. Mason set them to Handel's music and created one of the most exultant songs of Christmas. Thank you. Account of Bethlehem was written by Phillips Brooks on his experience in the Holy Land. Having written the words in 1868, he read them to the children of his Sunday school class. He then asked the church organist, Louis Redner, to write fitting music. Redner awoke in the middle of the night and wrote the words down, and the song was performed in Holy Trinity Church in Philadelphia. Isn't it interesting that we have the story of one Henry Susso, a monk back in the 14th century, who also awoke in the middle of the night having felt words and music in his mind. And now it repeats here in the 1800s. And you have to go with the story. Perhaps it did work in some most beautiful and unusual way. Came upon the midnight clear, came to us from New England in 1850, was written by a man named Joseph Sears. These are some of the songs that we all remember. We've sung them in church. We've sung them in the school performances for our parents. Our children have sung them in the same fashion, and they all become a part of the music of America at Christmas time. But we have something in this country that no other country has. We have the black culture that has fed, I think, so much that's beautiful into our songs at Christmas. We have the folk, the songs of the slaves looking for a better life, maybe not to be found until death, but they were still looking and dreaming. This is a Negro composer, W.J. Work, who wrote this next song called Go Tell It on the Mountain, that Jesus Christ is born.
And the hymns of God, what so?
For several years, I had the real pleasure of working with a very fine lady named Mahalia Jackson. And at one time, I asked Mahalia what her favorite Christmas song was, and she told me. And I have included it on this Christmas card to you every year since. And as long as she lived, Mahalia Jackson told me once that she always used to tune me in, especially for this program, that she liked the feeling about Christmas, and she loved to feel that she was a part of it. You're wondering what the song was that was her favorite. It was this one, A Star Stood Still.
Bethlehem, the wind had ceased, the lamb lay sleeping on the hill. When was still with peace, then lo, a star stood still, a star a star stood still that night. A star stood still yonder. Praise God, that star still shines and steals. And we shall share heaven's glorious love. A star stood still that night.
To the memory of a great lady and a good friend, Mahalia Jackson. I think another one of my favorites from this country is a traditional Appalachian mountain carol. It was first discovered and transcribed by the folk song collector John Jacob Niles in 1922, and the story is fascinating. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. He was down in the mountains, and he heard a woman singing the song, and he said, "Where did you get it?" And she said, "I don't know. I just grew up with it." He said, "Sing it again." And she sang it. He wrote it down. No one knows exactly where it came from or how long it had been down in the mountains, but I think we can be very grateful that John Jacob Niles was there with a sharp pencil. Several hours ago, I made the comment that Christmas was from the people. That is a song from the mountain people down in the southern part of America. In 1956, I saw a short notice in the Chicago Tribune, which I took out. It's now yellowed. It begins to look like an old newspaper. It said this: "Parents in the midst of trying to erect an 11-foot Christmas tree in a 9-foot-high living room may wonder how the Christmas tree business got started anyway. The Yuletide tree originated as a German custom about the time of Martin Luther, but until about 1900, few families in central and northern Illinois had Christmas trees because there were no native pines or cedars. Chicago's Christmas tree business started in December 1887, when Herman and August Schunemann tied up their fishing schooner filled with a load of young spruce trees from Michigan at the Clark Street Bridge. From then on, it became a holiday tradition for Chicagoans to bring home a tree from the Christmas ship. In 1898, August and the ship were lost in a storm, but the following year, Herman was back with a new boat and more trees. Herman continued selling trees until 1912, when he and his crew perished in a blizzard on Lake Michigan. From 1912 until 1933, Herman's widow brought the Christmas ship down to Chicago. After that, the corner supermarket took over. In 1966, I received the following letter. I'm writing to you to express my appreciation for including the story of the Christmas tree ship and the Schunemann brothers in your annual Christmas program. Captain Herman Schunemann was my grandfather. Two of his daughters, Mrs. William H. Ayling and Mrs. Hazel Grunemann, still live in Chicago. Although we now live in Streeter, we keep in touch with happenings in the Windy City and the area, and so forth. Signed, William E. Ayling. We create our own traditions. We pass it down from one member of a family to another. Christmas, right now, is very much in the air.
Christmas in the air!
Listen to the voices as they sing.
used to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they come, waving the sound far, and they're telling the fear. Yeah, let it ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here.
Christmas Day. Will he take your little cup with a crystal ball? Then come Wonderful Counselor.
Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the newborn King.
Well, I call Jesus the Wonderful Counselor.
Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the newborn King.
Well, you follow the star and you'll find a baby.
Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the newborn King.
And you'll find him in Bethlehem wrapped in a manger.
Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the newborn King.
Well, the three wise men went looking for the baby.
Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the newborn King.
And they found him in Bethlehem wrapped in a manger.
Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the newborn King.
Tell me, who do you call the Wonderful Counselor?
Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the newborn King.
Well, I call Jesus the Wonderful Counselor.
Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the newborn.
Come, 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 come come home on Christmas Eve.
The one you love will greet you. The one you love will meet you. And you picture a world of magic where angel voices sound from above.
Christmas. Christmas. The word itself and by itself is like a chime. And what ear is so deaf or heart so cold that it does not summon up the very symphony of life? The church bell's mellow note, the ancient rhyme of the carol, the scrabble of feet on the cold morning stair, the welcoming cries of reunion with families and friends, the high excited pitch of children's voices, the whir of the egg beater and the hiss of the hearth fire, the tinkle of a music box, the released word of love. How the sounds of Christmas come marching down the years and blend into one great melody. Christmas is a time when we all make our own special music, heard and unheard. And in the name of Him whose natal day we here observe, let no one be omitted. Let us bring to the season laughter and song, the free expression of gratitude and affection, the word of forgiveness like the melting of ice, the hope, faith, courage, and joy, without which the world falters. This is Mal Belairs, and all of us on WIVS and WXRD, and all of the people who make this station go, yes, certainly all of our sponsors who, through the years, have been so faithful. We wish you all the music of Christmas. And that is as far as we will go on this day. I have really enjoyed being a part of your life this afternoon. This particular Christmas show is tremendously important to me. Without it, it just wouldn't seem quite as much like Christmas. It is a contribution that I can make. It is something that our two stations can do. The fact that we ask all of our sponsors to, even on this last big, busy day before Christmas, we ask them all to just work with us on the other days of the year and leave this one for the true feeling of Christmas. You know, as Peter Marshall said in his book, let us not observe Christmas, let us keep it. This is our way of keeping it with all of you. We'll be doing some special programs on early this next week, and we do invite you to a very special program on WXRD on Christmas Eve. We have taken some of the fine old nostalgic tapes of the 1930s and 40s, some Amos and Andy shows, Bob Hope and Phil Harris and Alice Faye and Fred Allen and Jack Benny, and we are putting them all together in a big three-hour Let's Go Back and Remember Christmas as It Was show from 8 until 11 on WXRD. That's our FM station at 105 FM. We hope you'll be able to listen to it and that you're close enough. The range on that station is 30, 35 miles radius. If you're outside of our area, come and move closer. At this point, I will say goodnight to all of you, and I will turn the FM station over to Kim at 105. And those of you who are listening to us on AM will hear our suddenly, you'll hear us suddenly depart from you, because it is sunset now, and WIVS must leave the air. This is WIVS AM in Crystal Lake, WXRD FM in Woodstock. Speaking for all of us here, a very, very merry, merry Christmas. And may it be a holy Christmas for you in your own way, with the people you like best of all around you. And so, Kim, that's as far as I go. What do you want to do now on the FM station?